unfortunate information that has shocked many members of parliament, the entire political class in Uganda, the general public, that the Right Honorable Speaker of Parliament was a victim of an assassination attempt, and that a letter bomb was sent to her. But to our dismay and our disregard, we are so lucky that it is, and were able to detect the letter and the bomb, and save the country a horrible possible tragedy. And we thank God that that was to be so. But it's regrettable. It comes at a time when the Speaker of Uganda's Parliament is rumored to be interested in the presidency of the country, and the large section of the Ugandan community and the general public is really excited by that prospect. It comes at a time when there are simmerings and struggles for leadership in the NRM ruling party, to which she's a vice chairperson. And that is so disheartening. And we hope and pray that the rest of other members find a place and a heart. It's regrettable, and we are damn scared.
Has an investigation begun concerning this assassination attempt, or has Parliament demanded, has Parliament unanimously demanded an investigation into this, and has it begun?
The unfortunate bit is that Parliament is still on recess, and we are not, will be coming back from recess on 18th of this month. Therefore, it's not easy to get the resolution of Parliament, a common stand of all members of Parliament, when each of them is in their own respective constituencies.
So it is clear that when Parliament resumes, Parliament will demand a full investigation into this assassination attempt.
That is an obvious case. We will demand a full investigation, because a threat to a Speaker is a threat to all members of Parliament. And I mean, if we are not about to receive our mails, if we get scared of what is contained in the parcels that we receive, definitely that means our work and business will be heavily curtailed. You cannot afford the national security that is in a panic and in a state of scare.
Does that mean that a new security arrangement would have to be implemented in Parliament to ensure parliamentarians, and for that matter, the Speaker, is safe?
The security of members of Parliament in Uganda is extremely lousy, okay? They don't have any security at their respective homes, nor are they entitled to any security in movement or anything. Only when they are in the chambers of Parliament is when there are security details, as when they are in the House. But outside the House, they are ordinarily as any other Ugandan. They are subject to attack, to robbery, everything that comes their way. The few that have access to personal weaponry like a pistol are very few, and they are always given selectively to members of the ruling party. But the rest of them are very vulnerable. And therefore, there is a whole scare if they become a target. All of them are extremely vulnerable, and in a volatile political environment and in a heated kind of environment towards 2016 general election, I mean, that will attract interest of all members of Parliament to know how secure are they. Because even, just to sound a devil's advocate, even the enemies of the state might target a Speaker in order to discredit the government. Therefore, they may to target members of Parliament who are opposed to government, so that government is discredited. Therefore, you have to take note that the security of members of Parliament is something that needs to be looked into.
So, will the parliamentarians demand improved security, or security for all parliamentarians?
Left from what has happened, and remember, we lost a member of Parliament last year. Some members of Parliament have been attacked by thugs and robbed. And therefore, it is high time, I think, that as members of Parliament, we demand a special consideration as to our security details.